even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
This episode of the Ted and Ty Show is brought to you by Fresh. There's no way you still use one of those little trees to freshen your car. Do you still have a tape deck and use manual windows also? Of course not. It's time to upgrade that car freshener. Fresh is the first minority-owned car air freshener company and provides scents like black ice, strawberry, and vanilla that last twice as long as competing brands with dope recognizable phrases like drive slow, homie, sitting sideways, picture me rolling, and more. Turn your air freshener from a little tree to a stylish talking point. Fresh people like fresh things. Upgrade your life. Get Fresh. Available at RideFresh.com. That's Ride, F-R-S-H. And on Instagram at RideFresh. That's Ride, F-R-S-H. Get Fresh.
Let's start the show.
No, I've been country forever. Like, you know my brother, we the polar opposites. I just been country. Like,
growing up. Cali.
Yeah, because he's a complete Cali nigga.
Like, growing up, we both would come to Louisiana, but I guess I would just soak it in. I always been country. My mom just always be like, why are you so country? We not country. We been in California 18 years. I'm just country. I don't know why.
Can you cook like a country person? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, well, I don't fry. But as far as like other dishes, like, I can't fry no chicken or I can fry fish. But yeah, my grandma taught me pretty much how to cook.
I think everybody can fry fish. I fry some pretty good fish though.
Everybody can't fry fish. I'm fine. That fish.
Ty probably don't eat. He probably don't eat none of that shit. So
I said, Ty don't eat fish. So.
Oh yeah, I love fish.
Hey, I did say this year though, I was gonna make a major effort to get into salmon because it looks good.
It is.
But salmon, I'll be honest, if you don't like fish, salmon would not be the first choice for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's super fishy.
See, the way it looks, it just looks so much like chicken. I'd be like, all right, cool.
No.
The one I should give
doesn't
a chance.
Doesn't taste a thing.
Let me tell y'all this, son. You know, I haven't eaten or tried fish since I was probably like 7 or 8 years old.
It don't taste nothing like chicken.
Yeah.
Salmon. No, I know that, son. It's mostly the texture. I don't like the texture of fish.
You wouldn't like salmon.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, yeah. Salmon is not the starter fish. Maybe like a sea
bass
or
what
something,
fish might
something
be
real
like.
Meaty. But it's still gonna taste like.
I've eaten Captain D's fish before, but I'm not sure that shit real. I'm not sure that shit real.
Yeah.
I'm like.
On that note, I'm gonna start this show. Okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show, a comedy podcast for the urban intellectual. I am your host. T-E-D-K-U-S-H, man. That's Ted Kush. And of course, I'm joined here by my two lovely co-hosts.
What the fuck? Nah, nigga, don't get no attitude, Danny. It's your guy, Ty. I'm in here, and I'm not lovely. That's not how I'm going to take that.
Oh, my God.
Nah, oh, my God. Don't try to change
I didn't know
me,
what
nigga.
He had a problem with.
I'm like, so me either. I didn't
did
know what went
just,
down. That's why
did
I'm like,
fly
what's
fly in his mouth or something? Danny, go ahead and introduce yourself so I can get back on his helmet.
So why did you say lovely?
Girl, Danny J.
Because it's a nice word that they use
nah,
at the top
not,
of shows.
Nah. Yeah, you
right.
appreciate it. I imagine you did.
It,
Sam,
oh
like,
my God, dog. You can't be, so you can't,
the,
you can't be
lovely,
bro?
No, nigga, not from you ever. Don't you ever call me that, son. We're going to have to fight, for real. Like, what you can call me, like, so you know what you could have said, handsome, because handsome is a...
No, that's gay, bro.
That's a unisex word, though.
But that's,
a woman and a man can both be handsome.
No,
okay, pause, and I have to correct myself.
Why are we on
Listen, I was about to say, pause, I have to correct myself, because we do have to be semi-politically correct. I shouldn't have said that's gay, because only thing that's gay is an actual act of homosexuality, so it's not gay, and that's why, I mean, but... Regardless, though, I feel like saying handsome is a little bit more awkward
than lovely.
Then yeah, well, because
yes,
the way that I introduced it was
so,
my lovely co-host.
Said...
Like these is my good co-host. I didn't call you lovely. I called you as a co-host lovely.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Because if he would have said I was handsome, we would have had this.
Right.
Okay, well, nigga, don't call me. No, nigga, don't call
that,
me.
To me.
All right, I'll give you a different. I'll look in the thesaurus, and I'll find another
I feel like
word
you had to,
for.
Yeah, to really pronounce that one too.
Well,
thesaurus, nigga.
Thesaurus is not really.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, thesaurus. Like, it don't nigga, just
Nicki
roll
Minaj
off
is not a hard name either, but I mean.
What'd you call her, Nicki what?
Minaj. Oh,
okay. Yeah, no, you said Nicki Minaj, nigga.
I did not. I never would say that shit.
He did.
Whatever. To those listening, we appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. Of course, you can follow us and keep up with us on all social media, all social networks, at Ted and Ty Show. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that shit. You can follow me at ted.kush, Ty at ty.sean.w, and Danny J at go.dannyj. Go is spelled... I don't really have no more.
G-A-U-X.
G-A-U-X. I think I'm actually done there with, the it's spelled like a, yeah, I'm done. I think I'm done.
It's cool, Alejandro Hernandez. Have you seen the pictures yet, Danny? This nigga look like a middleweight boxer. Look, Mexican boxer.
I seen him. I said, okay, New Year,
New ethnicity. That nigga
turn
up. Hey, boys told me I look like a samurai.
You look like one of the ninjas from Batman, nigga. That's what you look like.
I'm like, what?
Oh.
Yeah, nigga. But you said you was going to do the main
I look like a villain, Ty.
You look like Bane from Batman, for real, nigga. That's what you look like. Son, you look like... You ever seen Kickboxer?
Bitch, I'm like, what is going on?
That old movie? But you look like Tom Poe in that movie, a kickboxer.
Here's the thing, though, Danny. I called Ty myself, and I said, listen, I went ahead and braided it. I got the bun. Get your jokes off. And I proceeded to send this nigga pictures. Get your jokes off. I'm here for it. I'm a man about mine, Danny. And you know what? It has been well received. I just heard that I look like a samurai. I heard I look like I sing. You know,
yeah,
like
so you look like a, you look like a green belt for sure, nigga.
Green belt.
Yeah, like nigga, like you still new, like you just figuring your shit out. You just working on your kicks. You know what you look like? Say, like you wrap the back of your ankle. You're like a kickboxer from Texas, bitch. That's what you look like.
Oh, that's all good. It's all good, though. I shaved my beard. Don't save the jokes.
Okay. All right. I was going to say that. She didn't shave your beard, nigga. You plucked the hairs off your chin. That's what you did, nigga.
But I shaved my beard. I'm out here looking clean cut. I don't give a fuck. So as we dive into things, at the top of a little bit of hot shit.
Right.
As we dive into things, man, all three of us, I'm going to tell all of y'all that are listening, we didn't want to talk about this shit. I'll be real.
Did not want to talk about it.
Because at this point, it's all over social media. Mm-hmm. It's all over everything. TV. Literally, I mean, like, it's literally all over everything.
And then one of the things that I don't like is popular opinion is already out. So it's like, you don't even know who's like legit in the way they're thinking. It's like, so you just saying that because you don't want to get called out on Facebook, nigga.
Right. And I mean, but in our defense, before we get into it, because of course we have, for all of those reasons, we have to talk about it because this is the space that we're in. So welcome to podcasting, guys, with a cultural podcast. So we have to talk about what's going on in the culture. But with that being said, in our defense, Ty, you and I, back on the current show, talked about R. Kelly and slammed him way back when. When the cult thing initially came out. Like, do not rape has been a hashtag of the Ted and Ty Show.
I've been saying that. Like, before it was problematic pair, we said do not rape.
Do not rape. Like, let's be clear. We might joke around about some things. Shit, to be honest, we're probably going to have a couple jokes here and there. To some, they might say, oh, damn, that's insensitive. To some, they might say, damn, that's funny. A disclaimer. But regardless, do not fucking rape. And what R. Kelly was out here doing with these girls, and yes, they have, I got so many notes, but what R. Kelly was doing, regardless, is fucking rape. It's statutory rape. It's against the law. Despite all that, niggas shouldn't have an attraction to young girls. But Surviving R. Kelly came out. I only saw 30 minutes of the first episode. I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. But
I didn't see any minute of it.
So we have a great
okay,
well-rounding. Now the 30 minutes that I did see were pretty good. And
it was a good series, like, because Lifetime usually, you know, they known to fuck shit up. But nah, they went hard. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, really enjoyed it.
Well, that's
not in Jordan, you know, like not like I was like,
I'm like, wait a minute, what are we celebrating? Like,
hey, y'all chill out. Y'all wild.
That's true as fuck. That's true as fuck. So we won't necessarily talk about this fucking thing, I guess, but we will talk about like overall, like. Because I got a lot of shit about, you know, because with this has sparked a bunch of shit from people that are all, you know, a few questions that came out, and I'm sure y'all saw them on your timeline was, you know, well, why are they just now saying it, even though they aren't really, but why are they just now saying it? I saw some people blaming the young girls and basically saying, you know, I was 15 and I was fucking with a guy who was older and I wasn't manipulated, you know, so what are y'all thoughts on this whole
still a rapist. I don't give a shit. Like... give a damn what you agree to at that age. I mean, I remember being in high school and 16-year-old girls were like getting picked up by like niggas in college and shit. And you'd be like, "Well, he a rapist." Like I wouldn't think that then, but it's gonna be like, "So that nigga weird." Like,
go ahead, Danny. I'm sorry because I feel like I just said enough right now.
Well, he just said
he's a rapist. So you piggyback off of that. Damn.
Okay.
Trying to give you some equal rights.
That's all it's like, yeah.
So I honestly believe he did everything they said he did. I also feel sorry for none of them.
None of the women.
And I know some ladies. Huh,
you don't feel sorry for them?
Let her go, son. Go, keep going. Because I want to hear this.
I don't feel sorry for any of the women because the parent, well, like you said, I had a lot of notes, a lot of different variables, but I don't feel sorry for any of them because a lot of videos have came to surface where these women are in the front row of his concerts, partying, hanging out, having a good time. The wife, one minute she's doing this, then she's on the show saying he beat me, this and that. I don't feel sorry for any of them. I honestly feel like it's just a ploy to get money. I don't know if they're trying to get some type of clout. I don't know if the statute of limitations ran out.
But you just said that you believe that he did it, and then now you're saying that you don't feel sorry for him. So I'm confused behind that.
No, I believe he did it. Yeah, but I don't feel sorry for the women.
But what they're saying that he did is manipulated.
No.
So in order for them to get...
But I don't feel like he did.
You don't feel like he manipulated them? I don't feel like he
did. Okay. So, no. And the reason why I say that is...
No. I agree with Danny on that part. I'm going to tell you why.
First of all... And I'm going to tell you why, too. First of all, I agree that he did it. And I agree that it was wrong. I agree that it was wrong. It's nasty as fuck. I agree that he did it. However...
Yeah, it's very nasty.
And it is nasty. It's just immorally disgusting.
I have no attraction. You know, he's scum. To chicks. Like, I wouldn't even date nobody. 19-year-old. I mean, I said chicks. I said me, young chicks.
He's scum. Like,
No, let's clear this up now. You're right. I don't. I'm attracted to women, but I'm in love.
Okay. And there we go. All right. Cool. So, I'm telling, and I'm going to move along so someone else can speak. But, I do think he manipulated them. I do think he did it. However, I'm saying I don't feel sorry for them because, yeah, some of them was 14, some of them was 15. That 14-year-old, he peed on everything. Yeah,
that a bunch of them was 14. Let's be clear.
But as far as I know, some of them was six. Okay, but some of them was 16, some of them was 17,
but parents. I agree. Go
ahead. Therefore, I know if I'm 15, 16, my mother. So I'm more so blaming the moms and dads, you know, and when the girls were there, 15, 16, 17, they were having fun. I'm sure they was drinking, hanging out, and, you know, just living it up. Nobody is going to stay somewhere where they getting beat.
That's not true.
He was manipulating them. Danny. He probably was. No, but I'm saying he probably was buying them things at the beginning.
That doesn't excuse the fact that they were a 15-year-old child and he was having sex with them.
Where were your parents?
Listen, is it my turn now? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pull a Shannon Sharp on you. Skip, it's my turn. So I hear you. I hear you on, but for you to say, and this is just my opinion, I mean, first of all, this is all opinion because who the fuck are we and who the fuck is R. Kelly? But for you to say you don't feel bad for them, it's kind of disturbing to me just because, let me explain why. Uh-uh. Because I have a 15-year-old sister. Somebody could easily manipulate. I mean, now I think that she's strong and she'll be a great adult, and you know, but she's 15 years old and a child. Some man, if allowed, like you said, I 100% blame the parents as well. I think that R. Kelly gets fucking 100% blame or 90% blame, and the parents get, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to say it. I'm tongue-tied right now.
Right. And I don't want to cut you off, and I don't want to cut you off, but I will jump in and say, because if he was just some random nigga on the block and wasn't R. Kelly, I can tell you for sure the parents would not be allowing him to slide in. So that means he's manipulating
both of them then.
Well, see, let's go through this, though, son. How about this, Ted? Let's talk about this.
Okay.
You and Sydney. Well, damn. Well, you can take her out.
It's okay, nigga. Yeah. That's her
you
name.
And your sister, Sydney. Yeah.
Yeah,
your sister, right? Yeah, they don't know my damn sister. You're right. You and the kid, y'all go out to let's say 10 years ago, right? Let's put Sydney at 15, put you at 27. All right, damn. But 10 years ago,
what,
right?
I was like, I think I was 27 and she was 15.
Yeah. So
like a few months, but yeah.
So while y'all are gone, let's say you go to an R. Kelly concert. For some reason, you got free R. Kelly tickets. Y'all went to the concert. Son, it came out in the 90s that nigga was pissing on teenagers. Guess what you're not letting Sid do? You're not letting her on stage.
And
you're
not
taking her to no R. Kelly concert, period.
Right.
No, there's no manipulation, son. It's not like it was a hidden idea. Son, I'm now 30, but when that shit came out, I was still a kid. Yeah, for the parents. Yeah. So it's like,
right, okay.
Nigga, I don't give a... Son, my daughter could be the best singer on the planet. I'll tell you one better, nigga. My son could be the best singer on the planet. Guess who he's not signing with? R. Kelly, period. So that he's a guaranteed pedophile. We know this. It's not like it's a maybe. Nigga, we got film. We saw you.
As a matter of fact, most of my life,
he's been a fucking rapist. Let's be real.
Yeah. So, okay. So, let me say this, because y'all said we have known it, et cetera. Because like I said, one question or one thing that kept being talked about is like, y'all want to get on this R. Kelly bandwagon now and mute R. Kelly now, and y'all been knowing woo-woo. Let me say this. First of all, TK, and I can only speak for self, TK has never really fucked with R. Kelly because of that shit. Like, and Ty can vouch for that shit. I don't have any R. Kelly on my shit. Do I know his songs? Yes, but that's because back before iPods and all this other shit, you ain't have a choice.
Listen to the radio.
Straight up. Yeah.
And granted, exactly.
I never really fucked with him just on the strength of this. But
I say I had one R. Kelly album my whole life, and it was his gospel album. Y'all remember that?
No. Nope.
The double disc. He came out with a double disc
album. He had braids and he was wearing all white.
No. His music video from that album, it was "You Saved Me," and he was in front of a choir with all black on.
Oh yeah,
and
"You Saved Me."
And I love that song. Like, so that's really that. I believe I Can Fly are the only two, like right now.
He got hits.
But let's be real.
But check. So staying on track, when y'all said, you know, we've been knowing it. In my opinion, and I'm going to ask y'all what y'all think about this. In my opinion, this is my argument in that, because people were like, y'all been knowing this, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, but social media is what it is right now. Mm-hmm. Technology is what it is right now. Mm-hmm. All of this shit to the point to where like, yeah, we've been knowing it, but when a show comes out and shit like that, shit is instant. Bro, I didn't have to watch any of the episodes. I didn't have to, simply because social media updated me.
Social media and the platform is here now. There was no Me Too movie
every night.
There was no exactly.
I mean, hey, do y'all know when the Me Too movement started though?
Nope, I heard about it first. Maybe with Charlie Sheen or something.
The platform wasn't there. And if you go, I mean, if any of the stuff that happened with R. Kelly, like if that video came out now, R. Kelly would be in jail tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And that's. I'm glad you said that. I'm really glad you said that, because I agree, bro. Like, there, like he got off because that's what happened back in the day. Motherfucking people got off back in the day for. I mean, now granted, they're still getting off for killing black people on camera, which is like some wild shit. But back in the day, I'm talking, you know, Carolyn Bryant, the girl that lied on Emmett Till. Yeah, you know, she, you know, that one, I don't want to say it wouldn't happen in today because this country never ceases to amaze me.
And that would fuck Mississippi, so.
Yeah, but, right, exactly. So it could happen today. But you know what I'm saying? Just the likelihood of things, you know, things are very much more recorded. You can't just go out and do no crime.
But you know what, though? Hey, think about this, though. Not to jump people, but if you go back, the film industry has been talking about that whole Bill Cosby scheme. So it's like they had to wait for the proper platform in order to take him down. Like, because it wouldn't have worked in the 90s and early 2000s because shit, we didn't even know about it. But apparently, niggas knew about it because it came on Black. You remember Black Dynamite had a show and it was like,
I put you on that shit.
Yeah.
Dynamite was like, my boy Ian, rest up, man. Well, I'm gonna just go ahead and say this. And Ty, if you wanna follow suit, if I ever smacked you on the ass, said anything out of line,
dog, please. Like, hey, at any point in college, if you said elementary school, and I kept feeling on your butt, I'm sorry.
I am sorry. I promise.
Whenever.
Please sue me.
I'm sorry, too. Me too.
Daddy said, y'all got me fucked up because the Me Too Too movement coming out soon.
Can you imagine then Denny walking? She grazing by motherfuckers, putting their tits on backs and shit. I'm sorry, excuse me.
But I do want to jump back in and kind of clear up what I was saying.
Yeah, because you you sound like a thug.
You sound like you got on your R. Kelly t-shirt right now. Like y'all got
right now. Like I was like, God damn. I said, shit, I called Danny. She said this the remix to it. Hello.
So I want to clear it up. And like I said, I do feel like he did all these things and it wasn't right. Fucking disgusting. He scummed the bottom of my shoe. However, I honestly believe I don't feel sorry for these women because it's so many videos and things that are coming to surface that does not show me that they hate him or that they don't like him or that they did that he did them some type of way. They're at his concerts. They're singing his songs.
Are you talking currently
To me, seems currently, well, the videos I've seen are like 2016, 2017, like three of the girls were front row at his concert.
I haven't seen that, so I would have to discredit them.
Yeah, if you Google, that's 2016.
Yeah, I would have to discredit those.
Hey, no, I watched the show.
A name, a J name.
Oh, go ahead, Danny, my bad. You played yourself up. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was just saying, that's the reason why I kind of say I don't feel sorry for them, because if you're on this show now saying he
you
did this,
felt that way
he
back
did
then.
That, he did this and this and that, right? Or you should not even back then, because he may have manipulated them.
I was about to say, but let me pose a question.
Manipulated them.
What if they? I mean, because we all just acknowledged in 2019, a lot of people that never had a voice before are able to have one now. What if back then they didn't have a voice, Danny? Mm-hmm. What if back then they were still
back then?
That's true.
This is 2016. Last year?
I am, though, Ty, because I know the developments that could have occurred within the last 2 years. You know what I'm saying? I know that you see this person.
I mean,
but this
the thing. That's
true. The whole series, no new information was brought to light. So it was like,
I get you. Think about this, though. AJ. Okay, right? He was just accused of sexual assault or whatever, you know, whatever it was, misconduct or whatever, you know, back whenever, when he was on 106 and Park, right? Mm-hmm. Why is that just now coming out? Because these women have gone on TV and spoke about R. Kelly. So that's what I'm saying is that, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I see that side.
But don't you think it's quite odd that they're coming now? I feel as though he paid them off or had some type of hold.
Let me say this about that hold, Danny. Because on the show, on the docuseries, they did say this. They said R. Kelly would have these women sign like affidavits. Well, not just non-disclosures. He would have them sign stuff that's saying like, oh, your family's trying to blackmail me for money or... like just different things to basically incriminate the family. Now that could be true or false because obviously I didn't see that shit. But so that's right. One of the things that could have held them back. But I'll say this: as far as the girls in there there were definitely some stories where I was like, dang, that's fucked up, that's messed up. But your girl Faith Rogers, She didn't appear till episode 5 or 6. I'm not on her side at all, sir. Like, she went into that situation. She wanted to be a part of the R. Kelly movement, and she got on there, told her little story, and it was like, nah, that's just a regular night. Like, she was like, I went to my hotel room after I left the concert, and he gave me his number, and he came over. He was, exactly. She was like, it just seemed weird that he came over. And it was like, son, it was 4 a.m.
And if it's so right, it's so weird. Like, but you was
what you thought about that? He gonna come over and y'all gonna order room
service? Right, that's not happening.
Like, nah. So I mean, and then there was a 33-year-old who got manipulated into it. But like Danny said, son, these women, yeah, like Danny
you
said,
old
though,
as
son,
hell.
These women came into this situation excited to be dating R. Kelly. They were happy with these gifts he was given, and then they realized down a little down the road, like regular women in regular relationships realize. Oh shit! I done got with a nigga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I done got with a nigga on fuck.
I done fucked up.
Now, one of the statistics I saw was abusers. Women who are being abused in relationships, it takes them an average of 7 times to leave. So I can only—that's with a regular nigga like me. So I can only imagine with a 9-figure king of R&B. You know, that number jumps up a little bit. You know,
right?
So
and the last thing I want to say, and I don't want to cut y'all off. I feel passionate about this, but really I don't give a fuck. But I don't
she
know.
She problematic
feel,
as fuck. Fuck.
Like everybody, like everybody's so like engulfed. This is just like, oh my God. I have 2 things to say. For one, he was tried for if not all these things, most of these things in 2008.
No, that was just one girl.
The jury believed he didn't. Okay, well, one girl in 2008.
Let me ask
that
you a
jury
question.
Believed he didn't do it. He got off.
Okay, so was that him?
I did see the tape.
In your opinion, was
I have seen the tape.
Okay,
that was him.
Now, the thing is, we can't say 100% without a doubt that was him because he has 2 brothers. We know. It was dumb. But you know, that's the thing. You can't go by some shit like, we know that's R. Kelly. You got to go by, and we got to remember some like just being real, not trying to jump. You know, not trying to be funny on race or anything. But nigga, to other races, all black people look alike. Like, yeah, so
you know
what's brothers who he resembles? It's over.
You know what's been blowing me though is that niggas are comparing this shit with like Michael Jackson, and niggas are bringing in other people.
Not the same.
Hugh
Hefner,
like,
Elvis.
First of all, even if it was the same, we're not gonna let this nigga slide. At least that's how I'm like.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't like that. That you know,
no,
I like that. So that don't mean we let R. Kelly slide. Yeah, you're right. All of these niggas aren't the other dudes. No. Harvey Weinstein.
They need to be held accountable for their actions as well.
But let's
say
this, nigga, Elvis dead.
They do.
Hugh Hefner gonna be dead tomorrow, and motherfucking
Hugh Hefner is dead, nigga.
Oh, for real? That is right. He is dead. Damn, I forgot.
Dig him up.
Damn,
he's gonna be dead tomorrow. I'm nigga. Saying, nigga,
hey,
yesterday.
Nigga.
Tomorrow.
So look, Hugh dead.
Last
Elvis
week he
dead.
Got out of here type shit.
Hugh dead.
Nigga.
Elvis is dead. Bill Cosby is in jail. So it's like, why is it every time
he's the nigga that's going to be dead tomorrow?
Yeah. Every hey, you know he's up for parole in 2021 though. Like, there's a chance he could actually get out.
I heard if you get out of jail at 87 years old, like
90,
doesn't matter.
I mean, shit, he shouldn't have went to jail at 89 years old. Fuck.
Son, why not?
Like, let's just we should have sent that nigga to an old folks home and just made him. You can't leave the premises, nigga, for the rest of your life. You got to stay at this old folks home, bitch.
Keep this nigga away from all.
Hey, and the
pops.
Difference between Michael Jackson and R. Kelly was this. Michael Jackson was fondling kids.
If you guys are gonna stick to this whole like he wasn't convicted, Michael Jackson wasn't either.
And on the current show, we did slam him,
but Michael Jackson wasn't convicted either at all. And I personally don't believe Michael Jackson did it. Sorry.
And I do too. But I do feel like he did it. I feel like they all did it, but I mean, if they got off, I'm not saying it's right, but just like a lot of these white people, and I'm not being racist, we love everybody here, but all these white people, they do things, and they get off, and they do this, they do that. I mean, if Michael Jackson and R. Kelly did it, they got off. I mean, it's not right.
And at the end of the day, R. Kelly hasn't done anything illegal.
I think they both did it.
I mean, if we're going to go off just the basis of legal and illegal, the nigga isn't supposed to be in jail right now because he was acquitted. So It's whatever.
Legally. Well, actually, but it did come out today. It did come out today that R. Kelly, that Georgia is actually
Georgia
pursuing some criminal investigation about this shit because of that fucking show.
But is it because? But is it because? Is because of surviving. Like the cult situation? Because the cult situation, if we're gonna do that, and I'm not being one of those people like, oh, if we're gonna go after him, let's go after that. I mean, like, if they're gonna make such a big deal out of him having multiple girlfriends and multiple wives, so how many niggas really about to be in jail?
Nah, there's a difference. There's a
especially
difference
in Atlanta.
I think it's
bro. There's a difference between a cult and.
But they're just calling.
Bitches.
They're calling it a cult.
No, like, nigga.
What makes it a
they
cult?
They said, nigga, they had to ask to go to the restroom.
That's nigga, that's part of the Mormon faith. The Mormons have the exact same thing with their multiple wives, their sister wives. I'm not defending them. I'm just being a devil's advocate at this point. But
right, that's why I'm that type of person. Like I'm open.
And what you mean you had to ask to use the bathroom?
I love
like,
women.
Yeah, nigga, if I say no, you just not gonna use it, son. I don't hold Ted. I can tell you right now, that's nigga, you can't eat, nigga. That's you. Like I can't make you.
Yeah.
Even if I did,
yeah, but if you
and abuse.
If you, but if you sleep. Weak though, but if you weak though, like nigga, it might not be abuse, but if he just peeing on motherfuckers.
Nope, that's a fetish, my nigga. Like that's nigga, I don't like that shit, but I also don't like feet, and like we said before. Like if the motherfucker put their foot on me, I got a problem. But if you like that shit, that's what you like.
And about that, so I saw like a little snippet on Facebook of when his ex wife, I don't know her fucking name, but when his ex, but she was saying something how, oh, when I walked in the studio, my 14-year-old niece was just there, just her.
That's weird.
So you walked in the studio, you saw your 14, and she was like, I was asking her, what are you doing here? So first of all, where's her mom? Second of all, if that's your niece and you see your 14-year-old
why you ain't go off?
In his studio, it's just him there. Right. Why you didn't go off? Why you didn't take her?
I mean,
you didn't
I think
leave?
We 100% blame like, the parents as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's 100.
But her parents definitely got paid off. The girl that got peed on, her parents definitely had to get paid off.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But, like, the fact that motherfuckers is just, like, acting like, you know, people, it's not possible for people to just come out about the shit. Like, it's just some bullshit. But, I mean, exactly. I mean that's what I think. Not to keep it on a set, because I want to get off this shit. I mean, if you feel some type of way, go check my Facebook. Go check Ty Facebook. Go check Danny Facebook. Go check the fucking Ted and Ty show page. Fuck this nigga. Do not fucking rape. This nigga's a fucking nasty fuck. At the end of the day, I think we all agree with that. You shouldn't have any attraction to any young girl. As a grown man, if you're not a young boy, you shouldn't have attraction to young girls. He's a nasty fuck. Slam him. Slam the parents. Slam everybody involved, straight up. Like, I don't give a fuck. Slam.
Yep.
But not to be on a sad note still, but it just came out today or maybe yesterday, and one of the captions that I saw was, oh, y'all so focused on R. Kelly, y'all not discussing this. So I for sure want to discuss it. I'm not sure if y'all have heard about Ed Buck. Do y'all know who Ed Buck is?
No, I don't either.
I didn't until this shit came out. I hadn't heard about it until this shit came out. But he's a Democratic donor. He's donated little small amounts, but still, I mean, a couple thousand, few thousand, you know, multiple thousands to Hillary Clinton, Barack. He's a Democratic donor, right? He's in California.
So, yeah, we got it.
So
No,
you good. So it just came out that there was a black boy or a black man, young man, 26 years old. His name was Jamil Moore. He was found at this guy, Ed Buck's house. I think this was in July 20, 2017. And then there was another guy that was just found recently. If I'm wrong about it, got it backwards. Either way, there have been two young black men who have been found at Ed Buck's house. The first guy, whether it be Jamel or the other guy, but I think it's Jamel Moore, was found after overdosing on meth. The LGBT community is in an uproar right now. And this is because these two young black guys were gay and they were found dead as if they had either consumed too many drugs or whatever. Ed Buck is clearly not in prison. So clearly they labeled it as just an overdose. And they found these guys in this man's house. This is the second time in like 2 years. Did y'all hear about that shit?
Wait, so see? One guy found 2 years ago and then another guy found now?
Yes. In 2017, a guy was found in July of 2017. And then like the other day, a guy was found.
Hey, so like, what do you charge him with?
Wow.
Just being a,
well,
like, you got the worst luck in the world. Niggas come over your house and want to get it in.
Well, that's funny. No, but I mean, really what it seems like, because Ed Buck is 64 years old. So what it seems like is that, and the first guy was 26. What it seems like is that he is popping mollies in their champagne and they ain't even know it. And it's a bit much and they fucking die. And he's doing.
But why would a 26-year-old be question. Going to a 64-year-old?
Kind of to fuck for money? House. Let's not act, let's not pretend what this shit is. Like,
like that's why the LGBT community is fucking losing their shit right now. I'm surprised. I thought you were like a House of Representatives.
I said they didn't give you a text or send you out an alert.
I thought you were. They removed
no,
you
they
from
didn't
email
tell me.
Blast.
Damn.
You've been kicking it with us too long.
Is it going to your spam folder?
I just
gotta
check my email.
Yeah, because that happens a lot.
We gotta stop sending the fucking eggplant emojis to her. They're checking their phones. They're saying too much dick is coming across. So they're like, wait
a
minute,
sending one all the time.
They're like, why is this motherfucker writing about emoji eggplants? So
I tried to switch it up and send her something else one time. Forgot what it was.
Eggplants are the most effective. The shit's funny as hell. That shit drives her. For those that don't know what the fuck we're talking about, that's what we do.
I hate that.
Okay, fucking
eggplants.
Emoji eggplants. On purpose.
Nigga gonna mail a real eggplant one day and really drive you.
However.
Hey, that's gonna drive.
I'm pissed.
I got a box? From your birthday. When your birthday, Danny?
Don't try it.
When your birthday?
Don't try it. Don't worry.
Oh, it's in July. Why'd she say it? Like it's in July? It's in July. I don't want to act.
Hey, what day? What day? July? Not on your wig anymore. My son's birthday is the 4th. Oh no.
Oh, mine's the 10th. Okay, Cancer. Okay. No, but going back to this story, I'm not a dumb fuck. I get it. I'm just saying he's 64. So once he drugs him and does whatever he does, like, does he have the physical strength
to drag them, like, where were they found?
In the freezer?
I'm saying,
so he called the police?
Yeah, like, as would I. I'm definitely not in that situation. But
I'm
if a motherfucker OD'd in my house, my first thought is, don't touch him, call the boys.
Okay.
Yeah, they definitely just call the police, though. I mean, he definitely just called the police, Danny. He's just...
What else is he gonna do?
I mean,
hide the bodies.
Like, no, I'm just saying that's weird.
You want to go real Breaking Bad, huh?
Initially, I thought that's what you were saying.
Oh, like on some John Wayne Gacy,
Exactly. Now that's, but you were just saying two men have came over there, got too lit, overdosed, and then he called the police.
Yeah,
shit is weird as fuck.
Ooh,
yeah, I want to see his
ass. She's trying to scrap. Hey, so speaking of the LGBT community and all that stuff, though, Kevin Hart, I don't know if y'all saw this shit, though. He heard it. He apologized again for the Oscar shit when the shit came out. He better than me, but like, because I already apologized to y'all whole ass niggas.
I'm not going to keep
doing it. Did y'all see the Globe the other night?
I watched a small.
It was boring, you don't realize how small them fucking venues are. It'd be like 13 and a half people in that bitch. For real. Like, and did you see Spike Lee's shoes? Did you
No, I did not. But if we're gonna talk about outfits, let's not get past what Wayne wore yesterday during the college
football
halftime.
Yeah. That shit was
he looked like E.T.
So he looked like the Rugrats about to go out in the rain. That's what
that
he looked
was
like.
He had the SpongeBob boots on.
Duh.
Why was his boots up all the way up to his? Why do you have on thigh highs?
So, and his shirt went down to his knees. It was like that nigga was getting ready for bed or something. Like
son, his pants when he was getting ready. Look, he had on UGG slippers. His pants were like patent leather pink. Yeah, he went shopping in his grandma's closet. He was like, you know what? I could put this together right here. with this.
That boy Wayne. Wayne might be.
Man, what happened to that nigga? Nah, bro. Don't give him no excuse. Niggas, anytime they want him to be smart, they'd be like, he graduated from U of H. First of all, he did it online.
Yeah, he did it online. And he did it when he was Lil Wayne already. Like, so it was like, nigga, did he really do it or did one of those assistants?
Nigga, what? What? It's like, Dwayne.
Because my class is online, hard. Nigga. I can tell you 100%. I didn't finish all them bitches by myself.
Hey, son, don't incriminate yourself and devalidate yourself here.
Yeah, that was my elective classes that don't count towards my undergrad high school degree.
I mean, I was about to say, but since it's here, I'm not deleting it. So.
It's cool. I didn't say what university. I'm not going to. I got two. I'm good.
True. Okay. Ty be ready to throw that one.
You damn right, bitch. Look, son, I'm like, that shit took so much of my life.
Look, Danny, if I was in as much debt, I would too. I'm just kidding.
No debt.
I was just talking shit, bro. Good.
I'm definitely in debt from that master's, though. Like, I don't give a shit.
Hey, did y'all see old girl on the social media talking about she got $30 to inbox your man, see if he'll cheat?
Yeah.
For yes. $10 more.
Yes.
Send you the location or something or where they
where y'all gonna meet up.
Yeah,
it's your act surprise. Like, she don't know what's going on.
Yeah, for $50, she'll jump. You can bring a friend and jump in with you. I said, what? Damn, you selling yourself for $50? You know, how many inboxes y'all think this motherfucker got?
Probably a whole lot of them.
Hey, girl, you gonna inbox my man?
Hey, let me tell you this though. I bet you replying to inboxes has hit an all-time low this past few days. What? Niggas are answering nothing. You got a girlfriend? Bitch, I ain't even gonna ask you.
Right. Right. Yes.
Look, here she go, right here. This is what she look like.
Here she go. There she is. Tell her I said, hey, and I love her to death. Y'all have a good day.
Straight up. Here's for real, though. I mean, my opinion, if you got to go through all that, you probably shouldn't even be in a relationship. But would y'all consider sending an old girl some bread? Or, well, Ty, I hope you're not sending old girl no bread for nothing. Well, shit, you could have a girlfriend that could be cheating on you with another girl.
Danny, you shooting them up?
Yeah.
Real quick, hey Danny, I got a question. This ain't the dad joke, but I do got a question to see if this is problematic. If I were to say
okay,
LGBTQ is gay, is that problematic?
What? Well, it depends how you say it.
I'm saying, like, right.
If you're saying in a derogatory
it could be.
Why would it?
Then, yes.
They're gay.
But if you're just saying.
Because you're saying they're gay as if it's a negative.
No. I'm saying they're gay. Like,
they are gay, though.
Yeah, exactly. So is it problematic?
Right. So I don't think so, but. Like Ted said, this is the context of what you say and how you say it.
So if I like,
man, don't get suckered into this shit. Ty, give us the damn dad joke. Music now again.
Do 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 do. All right, guys, my bad. Hey, y'all. What is the least spoken language in the world? Least spoken language in the world.
I don't know either.
Sign language.
Man. Cause then it took me a while. I'm like, sign language, nigga, what the fuck?
Like,
then
I'm like,
oh. I don't like his jokes because it makes me feel stupid. Like, at least my high moment, which is coming up. At least that makes you be like, damn.
No, I feel down there too. I don't mean each that's week. True. I'm like,
damn. Dad jokes every Monday through Friday on the Ted and Ty Show page on everything, on Ty's page, on my page, and of course here every episode.
Start adding them to Twitter. Start writing them out on Twitter.
True. That'll work too. Yeah, that'll work. Mm-hmm. All right. High moment, high question, whatever you want to call it, high thought. Ty, you actually have one for this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, like two dad jokes back to back.
It really is. So, if a child refuses to take a nap, are they resisting arrest?
Technically, yeah, there are, I mean, well, and yes. always, yes. They're resisting yes. arrest and arrest.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them.
That's a good one.
How much yes. you want? Both of them. Yes. Give me both of them.
Yeah, hey, I'm sure we've all seen that. That I like meme, that one. Or whatever you call it. Yeah, meme.
If you understand this.
No.
Hey, like, I'd be reading that shit like, yeah, I got it.
No, not even that. I was talking about the fact that, like, the one where it's like, when you're drunk, no price really matters. Hey, this gum is $100. Yeah, give me two of them.
Dog.
Nigga, that shit, I felt that shit in my soul.
When you're super fried, bro, because, nigga, when we were in Colorado and we went into that motherfucking gas station, Easy Mark cashed out on us. You hear
bro,
me?
Bro, I spent like $30. I spent $25
on Backwoods.
On Backwoods alone. We didn't even never use
it. So we used one. Remember we smoked
one and it was horrible.
Horrible. It, like, we wanted to put it out and undo it.
Then look what her excuse was, Danny. I like to smoke them. I don't mean I roll them. Oh, you motherfucker. But it still was like,
Hey, look. So let me tell you something. My sister does stuff. I was about to say her name. My sister does stuff like I knew what was coming. I was like, so y'all don't know. You dealing with a real sadiddy North Atlanta chick, son. She don't do nothing for herself. She gonna let you. It's a nigga from the West Side rolling her backwards.
She legit said, like, she was like, I said, I like to smoke them. Now I mean I roll them. I said, my nigga.
Yeah.
So I just spent $25 on switches. You can't even roll.
All right, she took them bitches back to the crib. She might still got them at the crib, which you don't know.
Them bitches are horrible now. They're a year old.
Stale.
I hope she doesn't. Danny, take us out with some good black news.
Okay. Well, I actually might need your help because I know you.
Oh, we just all doing everybody else's part.
May know more about
okay,
it.
No problem.
Right. No problem. Yeah, so.
Well,
yeah.
Good black.
You take this away.
About, of course, Santoya Brown. She was granted clemency. I don't even know the state, to be honest, because I wasn't prepared. And Jay just put me on the spot like that. But I.
It was Tennessee, right?
It is Tennessee. Mm-hmm. She was. She served 15 years in prison for killing a man. She was a child when she went in. I think she was 15 or something like that. 15 yep. or 16 years old, she killed the man who they said was either a John or he was her pimp or a future pimp or whatever. But she admitted that she committed the crime, but it's because they had her under sex trafficking. If you're not familiar with the story, she was being sex trafficked and stuff. And ultimately, she was convicted of the crime and they sent her to jail for the murder. So, and on a life sentence, so she would have had to serve 51 years before she would have even been eligible for parole. So, this week, Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam. Yeah, that's Haslam. I thought it was Haslam. It could be Haslam. Whatever. Either way, Tennessee Governor granted clemency for Santoya Brown. And in August, she will be free. She'll still have to be on, like, parole or... Yeah, but
for 10 years.
Who gives a fuck when I'm supposed to be in the pen?
Right.
So, Good Black News presented by TED, KUSH. Man, look at your boy. Oh, I'm taking jobs.
Oh, shit, ain't that a bitch? Hey, don't forget the hot joke.
All the 99
this week by T Webb, your guy, T Y, you know what it is. T A W H Y, the long way if you really want to spell it like that. T Webb, I'm all that, you hear me? But yeah, I'm not you.
All right. So. As we wrap things up, though, we want to thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for all the support. Everybody that's buying shirts and all this other shit. If you do have a shirt, make sure you hashtag
Shout
us
out
and
to y'all.
Tag us on everything. Keep up with us during the weeks and all that shit at Ted and Ty Show, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything. Follow me at ted.kush, Ty at ty.son.w, and go.dannyj is Danny J. And go is spelled like fucking go. G-E-A-U-X, like a Louisiana way. It's weird. It's really weird as shit. But every episode, new episode. I mean, every Friday, new episode. Until you hear our voices again, this has been the Troublesome Trio, Problematic Pair, however the fuck you want to say it. It's definitely the Troublesome Trio today. Danny J is going to get some weird comments. Oh my God!
I know.
This nigga said, I don't feel bad.
I'm glad they. I'm glad the listeners got to hear it though. Son, we've been saying Danny was problematic.
I'm telling you. Niggas don't believe us. We're gonna have to run another poll up.
They coming.
Anyway, we out, y'all.